From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Austrians went to the polls Sunday in a rerun election because the results of the first vote in June were annulled due to irregularities. The results could see the frontrunner Norbert Hofer of the anti-Islamist Freedom Party chosen, making him Austria's first far-right president since World War II. Analysts have said Sunday's race between far-right candidate Hofer and his opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, a Green Party member, was too close to predict in the hours before polls opened, with some polls showing Hofer slightly ahead. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Vienna.
The facing of campaign posters really symbolizes the anger that exists, the intolerance that exists on either side of the other. And so the hope that many voters are expressing is that beyond this election, Austrians can once again find some middle ground to move forward and to put their differences behind them, to work through them. There are voters who tell me that they are all for helping people who need it, and that the world can't just stand by and watch the people of Syria suffer. At the same time, a more reasonable plan has to be devised in order to be able to help the people while looking after the interests of ordinary Austrians.
That's Luis Ramirez reporting from Vienna, Austria. Meanwhile, Italians are voting Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that could gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Some 51 million Italians are eligible to vote, and full results are expected in the early hours of Monday. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Funeral ceremonies for former Cuban leader Fidel Castro began Sunday morning. Castro died last week at the age of 90. His ashes will be entombed near the remains of Cuba's independence hero, José Martí. At a memorial for the former leader on Saturday, Cuban President Raúl Castro told tens of thousands gathered in Santiago de Cuba the government will honor his brother's wish that no statues or public places be named after him. Fidel Castro's ashes arrived Saturday afternoon in Santiago de Cuba, the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The ashes have made a three-day procession across the island nation, greeted by hundreds of thousands of admirers mourning, cheering, or chanting, "I am Fidel," as the cortege went by. The Saturday night rally was attended by Castro allies such as Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro and football champion Diego Maradona. Fidel Castro's ashes arrived on Saturday afternoon. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is turning to a federal court in her effort to recount the state of Pennsylvania's ballots from the recent presidential election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was widely expected to win but lost to billionaire businessman Donald Trump. Stein dropped her attempt to have Pennsylvania recount the votes after a state judge ordered her to post a $1 million bond. Jonathan Abadi, lead counsel to Stein's recount efforts, said in a statement the state court system is so ill-equipped to address this problem that we must seek federal court intervention. Syrian rebel commanders in war-ravaged Aleppo say they will not surrender the city's eastern sector to Russia-backed government forces, despite a government offensive that threatens to drive out opposition fighters after a four-year occupation. Commander Zakaria Malayhavji spoke Saturday to Reuters. He spoke from Turkey, where a select group of rebel leaders is reported holding secret talks with Russian envoys on the months-long Aleppo crisis. Tolerance and unity were the themes of a rally attended by thousands of people in Indonesia's capital Sunday. The peace rally was held after two massive protests were recently mounted in Jakarta by conservative Muslims to demand the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. The peace rally came just 2 days after more than 200,000 people gathered in the capital. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.